Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
And these Kartik inspirations, I want to take you not to a dusty village in India, but I want to take you to that holy place that opens up like a lotus that is coming in contact with the sun and gives us a vision of spiritual reality. For the next 3 or so minutes, kindly put away everything else. Sit down peacefully, you might relax, and then listen to what happened to Rupa Goswami. Once he stopped his eating and drinking because he was overwhelmed with deep feelings of separation. In his heart he thought, oh, I have written so many books, I have guided many devotees, I have set up the eternal principles, how to reach the Lord. I even built temples for them, but still my goddess Radharani seems to neglect me. Up till now, she has not yet given me her direct service. As he was lamenting like this, all of a sudden, a mysterious village girl holding a pot of milk in her hands came to him. There was a special glow around her. And with a sweet voice she said, please, Goswamiji, drink, drink. And may I know what is the cause of your sorrow? Rupa Goswami was taken in by the charm of this extraordinary visitor. And he just said, I don't think you can understand the pain in my heart. You were born in the sacred land. You have Radha's mercy, but I do not. So village girls are usually either very naughty or very, very reserved. But this girl instructed Rupa in a sweet voice. Don't you know that nobody can be in Vrindavan without Radha's blessings? Don't you know how in the past great demons tried to enter this holy place, but they were removed by Krishna because they didn't have Radha's permission? Are you not living in this beautiful forest by the same Kripa by which I took birth here? Now, drink your milk and become peaceful at heart. Rupa Goswami did so. And as he drank this divine milk, he came totally into the mood of divine ecstasy. It was clear for him. Srimati Radharani had given him a sign. She had come to him and she had nourished him like a mother nourishes a child. These type of incidences are frequent, and they are described in scriptures, that Krishna appeared as a cowherd boy to Madhavendra Puri. My dear listeners, in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are not a distant god. No, they break their silence and they appear for their devotees, either by giving them just the signs they require, or sometimes also taking forms in which they appear to them. Welcome to the next Kartik Inspiration.
Hare Rama Rama Hare Rama.